I like this. Yesterday, we talked about the hard 75, and B.B. Shea came in here and said, I'm ready to do that.
Sign me up, he said.
Yeah, the hard 75, and we're going to do this together. It's going to be you and me. I said, let's start October 1st. That takes us through mid-December. So what it is 75 consecutive days of no sugar, no alcohol, double workouts. That's two a days. And you read 10 pages of a nonfiction book. You said, what about fiction? Which I said I'd give you.
I feel like reading's reading, I think.
I think the reason it's nonfiction is because you learn something about something real life. Rather than just, you know, getting
a story
in a novel, you learn something about somebody or an event that happened. I'm with you, though. Right? Reading is reading. And you read more than I do.
Yeah.
I read one book a year.
Yeah, B.B. Shea's an avid reader.
You're a reader, yeah. Which I applaud. You know, that's great. Now, B.B. Shea said, I have to start October 4th, not the 1st. You got a state fair coming through. You know what? He's going to be eating fair food.
Fair food.
We do this podcast, and yeah, they want us to come out and try some stuff.
You're going to have to.
I committed a little too early to you, but if I can start on the 4th, then I'm willing to do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
You and me together. Now, are we really going to do two-a-days? That's going to be tough for me.
And one of them apparently has to be outside. This is what I learned as well.
That's right.
One of the workouts has to be outside.
I always do a 1 hour workout anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I play pickleball outside, but not every day. So that would really be hard. I think as long as you just work out every day.
That's the kind of where I'm at too, because I don't work out at all.
Right.
So double of nothing is.
I mean, yeah. You do one.
Let me do one.
You're going to do one?
You're going to do one.
You know what you're doing here, guys, is you're softening your hard 75.
That's fact. And I'm thinking about your hot doggy because you're a hot dog reviewer.
Yeah.
By trade.
But if you eat hot dogs during that hard 75, I think you're going to get sugar in the chili and the slaw. You know what I mean?
Now, when I was thinking about that, too,
and the bun.
Clearly that's going to be a problem.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I was thinking more of like sweets, sugar, like no cookies, no cakes.
No pudding.
Things like that. Yeah.
All right, I like that. But, you know, I'm giving up, for instance, my yogurt that I like so much because it's got 6 or 8 grams of sugar in it. Because it's supposed to be none. Really, it's
really softening in here.
We're
really, really softening down.
Let's do a modified.
What about like a chill 75?
Let's do chill 75.
Chill 75, yeah. Yeah.
You guys should journal this. We're going mild 75.
Mild 75.
I like chill.
When you start getting into what the hard 70, and by the way, you know where I heard about the hard 75? On this show. This show. I was listening to our best of programming while I was driving.
From the beach to the emergency vet clinic.
I'm listening to this show, and I thought, well, that's an interesting idea. And I was like, what show is giving me this? This show.
Damn, these guys are smart.
Man, this was on a Denver report a while back, and we had some callers saying that they had done it. But the more you think about it, that's tough. A hard 75 is tough.
Life's already hard.
Yes.
He's right about
you're
that.
You're really making it hard now. You
have
know?
You, either of you, selected your book that you might use?
Well, I haven't, but I've got a book called Why We Sleep, which is an in-depth report from a doctor on sleep and how to sleep better, and it's like a 200-page book.
Did you pick this up, or was it a gift?
A gift was given to me. Remember last year when I read my book on health and how to live longevity?
Yes.
I read a book on
longevity. Oh, yes. That.
I should give you that. That'd be a perfect.
I got a Captain Underpants book I'm willing to break into. No,
this would really be good for you. And so,
is that about 10 pages total?
Yeah, you know, pretty much. The font's really big.
A guy I know said, because there was a chapter on sleep, and we were chatting about sleep, and he said, here's a great book. It's all about sleep. So if I'm doing 10 pages, that'd probably get me through 35 days, about a 350-page book.
Okay.
That's half of it almost, you know. So can we do no sugar, literally, two workouts a day, one outdoors? I think I might count walking the dog because I've done my, I'm going to do my one. Now, one is a tough workout.
Mild. Walking the dog.
Well,
God, a post-op dog.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's post-op dog. He's got
his zipper.
I showed
a zipper scar.
Listen, while we were texting back and forth last night with Biggie and me and Chris Dim, I just texted them. He happened to be laying on his back last night on his, he does that once in a while. And I think he really likes this neck brace because it's like a pillow for him almost. And he uses it as such. And I took a picture. I'm supposed to be looking at this incision quite a bit on my dog, Franklin. If you missed that, he ate a sports bra and had to have a surgery to get it cut out. So somebody was asking yesterday about his incision. It's big. I mean, it's long. And so I took a picture of it yesterday. It's quite an incision.
Did they remove it from the intestine or the stomach?
Stomach. It has to be. It really needs to be removed before it gets to
because then it leads to blockages and grave results.
I guess it can be gotten before the or in the intestine, but they were like, a time is up.
But once it starts going down that zigzag.
I mean, both vets told me, time is a factor here.
That's where you get a blockage.
Yeah, because they needed to do it. They did it like at 2 in the morning. You know, when they couldn't wait till the next morning. And that's quite an incision, isn't it? That's just zoomed in on it. But it looks good. It's not...
doesn't look infected.
You know, they've got him in that cone of shame, and we bought him a new cone, which he likes a lot better. It is. It's like a pillow around his
neck. Like an airline pillow.
Yeah, but he's constantly with his back leg trying to scratch at it, but he can't. You know, there's no getting to it because of his right in the middle. He's always trying
at the
to
scar?
Get, yeah, at the scar. I know it itches because he's always like with his back leg trying to scratch at it, but it is in the middle, and so I don't think he can do it. I feel bad for him, but I love him this way.
Well, you know, it's interesting that it always makes you mad when people call your animal dumb.
I hate that.
But like when you see bears, when they need a scratch, you know what they do? They just lean up against a tree and do it. Why won't he crawl across the rug on his belly?
I guess he could.
And get that sensation.
I have seen him do that a couple of times. But I stop him because I don't want the, you know, of course, you have to really watch that incision. But I must say, he's great right now because he's doing a chill 75. He's real laid back right now. My hope is it's not just the medication, but that he's learned his lesson here. You know, he's not.
He knew he had a brush with death.
He knew he's done something he absolutely should not do.
He knew he opened up daddy's wallet.
Yes, and that he won't do it again. But I'm thinking it might just be more.
Powerful narcotics.
Yeah, because he's really laid back right now. I took him out yesterday now I have to be out there with him while he's using the bathroom, and he did go after an acorn or a nut of some sort in the dry. So I raced over to him and got that. He just will put,
astonishing.
He is. He's like a vacuum cleaner with that kind of stuff, but I got it from him.
Now, I don't know that an acorn would do significant damage.
No, he swallowed those before, so they haven't, you know, but his gut has just been full of stuff. They pulled out a sock, foam, and the sports bra, so you know there's a lot there.